All good?
Perfect.
Alright.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm alright. Yeah, you? How you been?
Yeah, not bad. I'm dressed all in black.
I know, yeah. Well, me too, so yeah. Listen, I've got a little bit of rock and roll on.
What's that? Rolling Stones t-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you not think you've got one of them? That's a new fake.
No, it's a fake new. It's kind of like...
It's meant to look vintage, but yeah. It's not.
Yeah, well, now you've ruined it straight away.
Why have I haven't ruined it?
Well, because no one else knows it's a fake, only you.
But it's pretty obvious that it's fake. Otherwise, it would be tattered a little bit.
When I came here this morning, I thought I looked quite cool.
Mum's sunglasses on.
They're not mum's sunglasses, they're my new ones.
You are joking.
They're Tom Ford.
You're joking?
No.
No, don't, because...
Bro, what are you laughing?
Don't, because you'll verge into the... You know how people make the joke that Elton John looks like a nan or something?
Yeah.
You verge on that. They're not yours, please don't
they
tell me. How much did you spend on them?
300 quid.
No, you didn't. you did.
I bought them at the airport, 300 quid. What's wrong with you?
They're mums.
They're mums. They're not mums. They're mine. I bought them at the airport. Tom Ford. They were 350 quid.
That's my inheritance money you're throwing away.
Well, I thought they worked quite well with my Rolling Stones t-shirt.
They're not what? And these aren't for old women? Oh, my God.
They're not for old women. They're for me.
They do look like mums' old glasses.
They are Tom Ford. Yeah, they do look a little bit.
They look a bit stupid, don't they?
Yeah, a little bit.
There you go. well, look, I've had so many messages, right? So firstly, thank you if you're listening. Thank you if you've sent these in. But I had so many people talking about, you know how in the last episode we were talking about, you know, you and mum getting married and things like that?
Yeah, yeah.
So many people just saying, you know, they wish that their parent had given them marriage advice before they passed away. So I think, why don't we just speak about that? Because
why not?
You and mum seem to be the oracles of how to maintain a marriage. Everyone's always really shocked at that. Everyone always says to me, oh, your parents are still together, which I do find shocking.
Yeah, but I mean, me and mum have been together for what, 40 years now? Right? Not just like being married. Well, I think we've been married for about 36 years, something like that. It's not something I even keep a track on.
But in terms of...
Think about.
I think like when you speak about marriage, right? When I think that's going to be the main thing that when you die, I'm going to have to really think about what your guys' advice was.
Yeah. And I think you're right in a way, right? Because I always think when people say to me, what did your mum and dad give you? I always say my mum and dad taught me how to love.
Yeah, but what do you mean by that?
Well, because they spent every single day with each other for 40 years, 45 years. And I watched them as I grew up. I watched them love each other and care for each other and, you know, do everything for each other. It was like looking at one person but splitting two halves. You know, when the two halves came together, they were perfect. That was my mum and dad. And I think that out of everything that they gave me when I was little, that was the thing that I've taken away.
Right, yeah, but that's fine, right? But if I think about marriage, right?
Yeah.
I love the idea of marriage. Yeah. Like I do. Like people, because what was it? We were talking about your wedding last time. Well, your wedding cake. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm not listening to it. It's going like, by the way, if you missed the last episode, go and listen back to that because that is a wild...
No, don't go and listen to it,
listen
please.
Back to that. That is a wild wedding cake. But, you know, let's talk about marriage because I think it's nice, right? My idea of, like, happiness is getting married and, like, is having kids and things like that. But marriage to me is just between the two people. You know, pushing weddings aside.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you guys have, like, a really tight-knit thing.
Yeah.
But you know, mum tells me you never wanted to get married.
I didn't. I didn't see the point in it.
What do you mean?
Well, when I was a kid, you know, and I was in the band, and I loved mum so much.
Because mum proposed to you.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't. She just walked past the ring
shop. Jewellers, and she said, that's the ring I want.
Yeah.
And it was an engagement ring.
Right.
But But I understood Mum wanting to get married at the time because I was in the band, you know, and I was travelling all over the world, and Mum wanted some kind of like signature on a bottom line saying we are together. She wanted that. But for me, I didn't see how getting married was going to change the love that I had for Mum. It didn't make no, I couldn't see the step up. It didn't make no difference to me whether I was married or I wasn't married.
Right.
And it, so in the end, the reason I think I got married to Mum was because Mum wanted to, because I thought my love was at 100% anyway. So I'm not putting marriage down at all.
That's an excuse.
No, it isn't an excuse.
That is 100% an excuse.
No, it isn't.
That is an excuse for someone that's in a band.
No. I am not going to go there.
Why do I need to get married? Oh, no, we know we're together.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't bollocks. It was because I couldn't see the step up where it would go. But let me finish.
What do you mean the step up?
The step up to make it more important. Being married, the dotted line. How that makes it more important than being together with someone that you already love 100%.
All right, fine.
Do you get that?
Not really.
Are you?
Because
idiot?
No, I'm not. No,
you are.
I'm not because
it's common sense.
It's not common sense. It's like if I disagree with you on something to do with. Okay, so say for a like you say Arsenal gonna win the Champions League, and then someone else goes to you. Okay, well, why don't we bet on it?
Yeah.
That's what I feel marriage is. You're betting on it.
Well, you're gambling on it.
Yeah. Well, you're signing it. You're putting it down in paper.
Yeah, for sure. I understand.
Otherwise, it's always kind of up in the air.
I understand that in retrospect. I understand.
Oh, what?
Looking it back at it, I understand it completely.
So if I
understand it from Mum's point of view.
Okay, so if I had had that view.
Yeah.
If I had your view, what would you say to me?
I'd say you're completely wrong. I'd say.
You would say I'm completely wrong.
Yeah, I'd say you're completely wrong. And I would also talk to you man to man, and I would say, this is something that your girlfriend really wants to do. If you want to stay with her and make it work, then you should get married, right?
Right.
And that would be my advice.
Right.
But I would also understand if you came to me and said, I don't see what difference it will make. Because you know what? I think that proves that your love is even stronger. That you're saying to me, I don't see how it makes it better or how it makes it more secure because I can see our future together for the rest of our lives anyway.
So what are secrets to a good marriage then?
For me and Mum, the bedrock is friendship. And you have to look after that first.
Well, I know
that is the golden goose. Friendship is the golden goose. And because without friendship, love doesn't grow. And then because when you're in a long marriage like I have, you know, you get different types of love coming in and out. You know, when you first start off and you're dating somebody, it's kind of more infatuation, isn't it? You know, you can't get it out your brain, and then you fall in love completely and you can't get that out your brain. But love feels like it's in your blood. It feels like it's an adrenaline that's rushing around you, and it makes endorphins be released, and all of that happens. And then that kind of disappears and you settle down to understanding the relationship that you have. And that's when you have to look at the bedrock of this is friendship. Because you know, right, that when you have children, your love grows again. And that's a burst of love because that brings you together thinking, look what we've created. But then at the end of that, when your children have left you and gone to live on their own like you have now, it's just you two again. You know, you're back to you two and you're back to that bedrock that is friendship where love is surrounding it.
Yeah,
that is my theory on it.
Yeah, but even still, like, it's hard maintaining friends, let alone one that you've got to live together for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And how do you look after that? And I think a lot of it is probably making sure that you're kind to one another.
If you get married, do you think it changes the relationship or do you think it just carries on? But there's just a title on it.
Okay. I can only really talk about myself. I think when I did get married, I learned something that I thought the Mum was right, and I thought I was different. I was exactly the same when Mum was talking about having children, right? Because when Mum was talking about having children, I was thinking, no, I'm not ready for it. I can't do it. I've got all the band. I'm still touring. How on this planet am I going to fit in children as well? I wasn't ready for it. In the same way, I wasn't ready to get married. And I was always like that. Maybe that's me. Maybe that's me being, you know, procrastinating over everything like I always do. But I wasn't ready for it. But as soon as I got married, I found that it was a million times better than I thought it was going to be. And as soon as we had children, you and her, it was a zillion times better than I thought it was going to be. And I thought straight away, I realized that I was ready for it. It was just that I was putting it off. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I also think, what do you think about, okay, here we go.
Yeah, go on.
What do you think about, those people that, like, they're married, but they sleep in separate beds?
I think if that's what your thing is.
No, you can't have that, man.
I do. I think if that's what your thing is.
You cannot.
I
would find that so weird.
It is so weird. I agree, it is so weird. But tell me this. All right, answer me this. When you go in a hotel room, you're sleeping with your girl. No, you've got to be truthful about this, right? You're with your girlfriend all week. You know, you do your thing. When you go to a hotel room and you close the door and you lay on that big double bed and you spread out, do you or do you not go,
yeah, so what?
Relax.
What, you're saying what, on your own? No,
and you sleep 10 times better. Is that the truth?
What, you're saying what, on your own?
Yeah. When you go in a hotel room, you got to be honest. When you go in a hotel room,
yeah, it's nice.
Spread out. You just said it. It's nice, right? So then you must understand.
But it's not about that.
People sleep in separate beds, if they want.
No, but you can't. But it's not about that. Like, you're saying, it's all about like love and friendship and all this type of stuff. And then you kick them out at night.
No, it is for me.
That's meant to be the most intimate point.
I sleep in the same bed as mum.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know I.
So if okay, so fine. And then if mum goes to you, Martin, I think we should sleep in separate beds at night.
I wouldn't have it.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't have it. No, I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't have it.
Why?
Right? It's not for me.
Why?
But sometimes I do, if I've got a cold or if I know that I'm going through a period when I'm snoring
right.
a bit. Right, shush. I know where I'm going through a period where I'm snoring a little bit or something. Then I will get out of bed and I will go into the spare room. Right? Like a lot of people do, not out of any other thing apart from respect.
You've gone back on the argument saying that it was fine to now it's not fine.
No, I am saying that if that is what makes a person's marriage work, where they sleep in a different bed, then that is good for them.
I do.
I don't personally agree with it, right? I don't think it's right. I think you just get a bigger bed. You know,
maybe we've got it. You know, sometimes I look at it, right, and you look at, like, you know, around the world when different places have different marriages, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's that thing called when someone's got a load of different wives?
Certain parts of America.
That's outrageous.
They have several wives.
That's outrageous.
Well, it's one for different types of conversation.
What do you mean?
You might have one that likes football, one that doesn't.
But I don't. I think. I just like, imagine that though. Whenever you hear like about you know, people having like multiple wives, it's never multiple husbands.
That's right.
Never multiple husbands.
No, it's not.
Because I think that's the poor end of the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because if you think about it the other way, guys just think, oh yeah, multiple wives, different people to have sex with.
Yeah, yeah.
For women, it's more like, my God, I've got to put up with him.
But when you talk to people, or when I listen to people that have multiple wives, they never say that.
What do you mean?
They never say that.
Hang on a minute.
No, I've got two wives, so we can all have sex together. They don't say that.
Who do you know that has multiple wives? You just go, when I talk to people that have multiple wives.
Hang on, I don't talk to them. I listen to them on television.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right, on Louis Theroux.
Yeah.
I listen to them. And they don't say that. Never talk about the sex. Like, they don't say, yeah, we just have an orgy every night. Because that's what men think about straight away. Maybe there's a different side to that. Maybe, you know, they see different things in different ways.
Nah, you can't be dealing with that.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it's wrong.
Imagine, but the ag from both sides. Like I mean, no, I mean that.
I'd drive you mental.
It would drive you mental. And I think about this. I actually think women would have a worse side of the deal.
Yeah.
If we're talking about a straight, you know, a heterosexual relationship, and it's like a woman has multiple husbands, I think that would be the worst thing in the world.
Oh, it would. Absolutely. How do they get on?
I think it would be absolutely awful. There's one question, right?
Yeah.
That I do. I want to know, but I don't. Yeah. I really don't want to know.
Go on in.
No, I can't.
You can.
I can't.
You can.
I can't.
You can't. Go on.
I can't. When you're married for a... Fuck, I can't say it.
God, just say it.
When you're just married...
Say everything else.
Right, when you're married, right... For how long have your mum been married?
40 odd years.
I can't.
You can't, go on.
I can't.
Just get it out. I won't even look at you.
When you're, no.
Over here, right?
No. When you're married for 30 odd years, how many times a week you have to have sex?
Well, this is the nice thing about it, because it comes and goes.
Oh!
No, because... This is the nice thing about being married for a long time. Oh, sometimes...
Oh, no, don't.
Sometimes you're shagging all the time.
No!
No, listen. And sometimes you go for a couple of weeks where you're not, because you're busy and you're doing things. But just because you're not, right, doesn't mean to say, like, when you're younger, if you're not shagging all the time, you think something's wrong.
No.
But the older you get, but if you go for a period where you're not shagging all around the house, then you don't even question it. You just get on with life.
Jokes aside.
Yeah.
Jokes aside, right? Okay, here's
what
something.
What I'm trying to say.
Fine, I'll bring it to your world.
There's no pressure.
Fine.
Which do is you think, really nice.
Fine. Do you think Nan and Grandad would have sex?
No, they're both dead.
No. Do you think, Nan, do you think when Nan and Grandad were old, they would have sex?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. Because I remember really clearly that when my dad had a heart attack, and he must have been like, yeah, about 55, 56, right? And I remember clearly that he sat in his chair and he says, one good thing, the doctor said I can still have sex. And I was so embarrassed.
How old is he?
So embarrassed, because my mum and dad never spoke about sex or marriage or relationship to me at all. You know, we were the people, the family that used to, when sex was on television, we used to make out we were all fast asleep in the chairs. We were that family.
So do you think sex stops in marriage at some point?
I think it slows down at some point. Don't think it stops.
Yeah, but like what, once a month, once a year?
This is what I reckon. I think your sex life goes on as long as you want it to go on, right? But it does slow down, but you don't question it. It's a really nice place to be. When you're younger, the pressure is that you have to perform all the time and you have to have this sex life that everybody speaks about, right? The Holy Grail, you know. And it's much difficult. It's so hard for kids nowadays, right? Because they think a sex life is what you see on Pornhub.
Right.
It isn't.
Okay, now isn't let's that. Park sex. We can bring that up another time.
I'm just saying... That's what people think. But when you're in a long relationship, like me and Mum, some weeks you'll do it all the time.
Oh, fuck.
Right? And you can't stop. And then the other weeks, you leave it alone. And I think that's really nice. And that's the answer to your question.
Long story short, don't worry. If I later on in life get into my marriage and all of a sudden there's been a couple of weeks with no sex, it will be around.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Christ.
Yeah.
Well, we'll park sex for now because that's a whole... I'm not ready
but
for that.
But we should come back to that at another
time. Yeah, we will. We will.
Because it is an interesting conversation.
I know, but we'll park it for now because I don't think my stomach can hold that.
To be totally honest, that was the biggest question on marriage that I wanted to know.
Was it? Sex? Well, because you're... What are you now, 30?
Yeah.
31?
No, but it's not that. No. Because I think that's the most important part of
the front of your brain.
I think that is one of the biggest parts of a marriage, if I was to think about it.
No.
But you're telling me that's not it.
It's one of the main parts of the marriage. It is not the biggest part of the marriage. There's things that are so much bigger than sex, which is friendship and love. That is so much bigger than sex. It has to be.
Yeah, but what that has to be like? What does that have to be like? A date night? What are you talking? Do you and Mum don't do date night?
Yes, we do every now and again. I had a date night the other night.
You did down the stairs.
Yeah,
going downstairs to the Japanese restaurant is not a date night.
It is a date night.
It's not a date night.
Me and Mum on our way down to the Japanese restaurant was holding hands.
Yeah. No, you weren't.
We were holding hands.
Right. When you first got into a marriage, did you not worry and go, what are we going to talk about?
What, for the rest of your life?
Yeah. You know, think about that.
What am I going to talk about for the rest of my life? No.
That you're happy you're not talking.
But that's why me and Mum came together, and that's why people come together generally. It's because you find someone that, it's a really common saying, but it's an overused saying, which is soulmate. And it is. You find that person, and that is the person that you marry. You soon find out in a marriage, right, whether or not you are compatible. I tell you that really quickly. The minute you move in together, you find that out.
Do you think, right, Do you think in a marriage, when someone's married, it's different. If someone cheats, right, it's different. Because like, if you're in a relationship, your boyfriend, girlfriend, if someone cheats, that's it, gone, bye.
Yeah, it's done.
Right? In a marriage, do you think it's always worth working on? Or is it only worth working on if you have kids?
For me, it doesn't matter whether you're married or not. Well, I think it would kill the relationship. I think it's something that you would try and get rid of out your brain, but you can't. You can't shift it. There's certain things that are in your brain, and no matter how much therapy, no matter how much work you do on it, you can't get rid of it.
It's a blockage.
Yeah, it's a blockage, and it will always come up at different points, and it will always kickstart an argument, and you don't need that in your life. Nobody does.
Yeah, but surely, but you can't.
It falls apart if I always take the point of view that if you are tempted to go off and sleep somewhere else with someone else, then the marriage isn't working anyway. It's not working.
But you're saying it's not working properly. Is it worth trying to work on or gone?
I think it's worth trying to work on and worth giving it a go, but I don't think it's something that I could get over. It's, you know, as a personal thing. But I think from other people, they might be in a different position to me. Personally, I know how my brain works, and I don't think I would be able to unblock the block.
What's the terms of divorce for you? Like, is it like cheating, bang, gone?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
One time?
Yeah.
You're killing us here.
It would just ruin it for me. It would ruin...
Really?
Yeah, it would ruin it.
What?
Because my brain works...
But you got kids so you found out mum's cheating, bang, gone.
Yeah, gone.
Zip, gone. Wow. I thought you would have a different view. That surprised me because I thought you would say something else. I thought you would say, no, you know, it's friendship and people make mistakes and all of this type of stuff.
No, that's too kind for me.
What you think? What? So, okay, so fine. You've kicked it. I've got a wife. She's cheated once.
Yeah.
What's your advice to me? Get rid.
No, it's a personal thing. Do you know something, bro? I don't think this is something I would give you advice on, right? I don't think it's something.
Then what advice can you give?
Advice on? I would say you have to make your own choice on this one, because for me, it would ruin it. I know that.
Right.
It's the worst thing you could ever imagine. But what about people who marry inanimate objects?
Yeah, I've seen that.
What about that?
Well, I think it stands up.
Yeah.
I think because you should be able to... What,
would you marry a vase?
Isn't it just like, you know, marriage is whatever it is to you, no? A marriage is not a truce. It's like a tryst between two things.
Are you trying to justify the woman married the Eiffel Tower?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, I think that it's marriage is in the eye of the beholder, no? It's like you're making a promise to that thing, that's what you love and that's what you will love till the end of your dying day.
Hang on a minute. You're trying to justify this woman who married the Eiffel Tower, that the boyfriend before was a bow and arrow, and at the time she was shagging a fence.
She was shagging a fence.
She was having sexual relations with a fence.
She wasn't.
She was.
Where
I'm going to get it up. No. I know this.
What?
I've always known it.
You've read online that a lady was shagging
online.
A fence.
I've always known this, right?
What do you mean?
This woman who married the Tour Eiffel, who took the second name, Mrs. Tour Eiffel, that is her, right, was having an affair with a bow and arrow. And then, but on the side, she was shagging a piece of fence.
Caught her splinters in that.
Yeah.
All right, let me cover this inanimate object thing.
Yeah.
Right? Let me see the terms and conditions that you have. Marrying an inanimate object. So legally, marriage is a contract. An actual legal contract as defined under the law, an inanimate object cannot enter into a legal contract. So legally, it's not even a real marriage.
Why isn't it?
Because an inanimate object cannot enter into a legal contract.
Why? Because you can't consummate it.
Maybe. No, it's just... No.
See, that's a bizarre law. Isn't
Why?
That's a bizarre law.
What do you mean?
Well, if you get married and you don't consummate the marriage, then you can get divorced quicker.
What do you mean?
You can get divorced easier because you haven't consummated the marriage.
Wow.
That's mad.
What about this one? Some fella, it says here, a man marries steam engine train. That is outrageous. That is outrageous. And he says here, a love affair began with a broken radiator inside the train.
Yeah.
And he said, repair jobs have often led to ideas of infidelity in the past.
No.
Because someone else is coming in to repair it.
No.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Yeah, but that's just obsession, isn't it?
That is unbelievable.
It's obsession.
Here we go. Next up. A man marries a video game character.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
He married...
See, I can imagine that. I mean...
It was in Japan, right? Get this.
Yeah.
On a Sunday, a man named Sal 9000 married the love of his life.
Don't tell me Tomb Raider.
No. Her name was Nene, and she lives inside a Nintendo DS video game called Love Plus. The wedding took place during a meetup held at the Tokyo Institute of Technology. In attendance were a live audience, an MC, the bride's virtual video game girlfriend, who made a speech, and a real human priest. Now, that's what I want to get into. Who's the priest?
Yeah. Who did it?
Who's doing it?
Yeah.
Did you have a priest? Did you have a priest do yours?
I think so. Not sure.
What do you mean not sure?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I'll be really honest.
I'll tell you what, the collar's a giveaway.
No. There was no collar.
Did they have a big hat on?
No, there was no collar because me and Mum were in St. Lucia.
Oh, yeah.
So we were standing on this cliff top overlooking the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And Mum had this kind of miniskirt, white dress thing on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember standing on the cliff top waiting for her. And she climbed out the back of a truck to climb up the rocks to get to the clifftop. And when she got there was this person who was on holiday that we'd collared to be the witness.
What do you mean?
And then there was another lady who said she was the priest, but she just had a dress on. So there was no priest.
So it's just some random lady?
I don't even think we're married, to be honest with you.
Legally?
Legally.
Did you sign anything?
Look, I don't remember signing anything. I just remember.
So what happened?
Going to the cliff top, giving someone a couple of $100.
So what happened? What, they just go?
I gave her a couple of $100.
There was a lady who was wearing a dress. Right.
Basically, said to me and Mum, Martin, do you love Shirley? And I said, yes. And she said, Shirley, do you love Martin? And she said, yes. And then she said, you're married. It was as basic as that.
So how long did it take?
And then the person that was the witness that we collared bought us a bottle of champagne and opened a bottle of champagne.
And that's it?
That was it.
Did you say vows?
No.
No. I don't think you got married.
No, I don't.
I don't think you
but
got
I've always
married.
Avoided this. I don't want to tell Mum. I don't think we're married.
You didn't sign anything?
I can't remember signing anything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't think you're married.
No.
No wonder it's worked so long. You're still boyfriend and girlfriend. I can't take you seriously if you've got these glasses on. I'm really sorry.
It's just me.
You look like, in Zoolander, you look like Ben Stiller's dad. They look... I
can't. You wouldn't know what cool is if it hit you on the head.
What made you get them?
Because...
Who have you seen?
They are cool.
No. You've seen someone.
I haven't seen anyone.
You've seen someone.
I walked past the airport and I saw them and I thought, yep, they're cool. They're the fly.
I thought they were mums and you just brought them.
They're not mums. They're cool. They're
also
cool.
It's raining today. It's not even sunny.
No, I know. Yeah, they were in my pocket. Yeah. What about a man who married himself?
What
about that? Yeah, a man married himself.
Who's this?
Legally married himself.
Right? See, I don't mind that.
Why?
Because you've got no stress then, have you?
This happened in China.
You've got no stress.
Happened in China in 2007.
The thing
is, and his photo in a woman's costume.
Oh.
Get married with the witness of more than 100 people.
I thought you were going to say the witness was another picture of him in another one. I was going to say, if you married yourself, it'd be all right, wouldn't it? Like, you married yourself, because if you have an argument with your right hand, you just use your left.
Oh, no.
The problem is, is that, this is what I feel so sorry for anyone that listens to this, is because it does just go back to that.
What?
People will probably have wanted to listen to this thinking that, when you are dead and I'm just going to have all these bits of audio, it's just going to be disgusting.
No, it's not. Well, listen, I was sitting here talking about marriage sensibly and you turned it into wanking.
I didn't.
You did. you said about you can always wank with your right hand or your left hand. And you turned it into wanking. That's why this is going to end up as rubbish.
All right. Well, look, we won't talk about wanking, but I just think, you know, I think what I wanted to gain from this, and I think what a lot of people wanted to gain from this, is just understanding what a good marriage looks like. Yeah. And you think it's all about friendship.
I do, yeah. I think it's all about friendship. I think the bedrock of a relationship, of a long marriage, has to be about friendship, because love comes and goes in at different times, and love comes to you as different things at different times. You know, sometimes you're madly in love over the years, and other times it's kind of like you're just getting by, but you stay together. And the thing that keeps you together is your friendship. And then love will come back again. And it's a lovely, I think, a long marriage is a really lovely, lovely experience.
But then, you know, okay, so that's all well and good. But so in terms of like little things.
Yeah.
What about going to bed in an argument? Do you do that?
Try not to, ever. Try and stay away from that.
So if you and Mum have an argument?
I always try and settle it.
Before
I go to bed, always. Me and Mum don't argue that much. We don't. You know, it's kind of like...
You like shout, moan, and then you get over it.
No.
You do, I hear you.
Never have a shout.
I hear you.
When do you?
I hear it all the time.
You don't shout. Cheryl, I do not want to talk about that. I do not want to talk about that. If I'm stressed every now and again, I'm the same as everybody else. But you know when I'm shouting, if I shout ever, I stand back and I think...
When I was a kid, I used to hear you and Mum argue loads.
Yeah, but I used to say it sometimes, and I used to think, who the fuck is that voice? It didn't feel like me. It felt like somebody else. You know, it just didn't... I didn't recognise the voice that was coming out of me. But you have to remember, at points, if you're together for such a long time, then there are times when either me or Mum are super stressed over something else, and that's why you're arguing, not over what is happening, not over who didn't clean up the plate on the kitchen, but because of the bigger picture of what's going on.
Yeah, but then how do you work that out then?
But always try and get rid of it before you go to bed. Never sleep on it. Because if you sleep on it, it gets worse. Because you go to bed, you don't sleep properly, you're tired the next day, and it's even worse the next day. So try and get rid of it before you go to bed.
Okay, so when you're in an argument, are there certain things that you never bring up? Like you don't swear at each other, you don't say
No, we don't, do we?
No, but I'm asking, like, over the years.
I never do. Never. If I'm in an argument with Mum, right, I will never swear at her, ever.
No, I know. But I always think that, because it's like, you know, because you know, when now we're talking about less so marriage, it's relationship, right? That's what we're talking about.
I only swear as full stops to mostly funny lines. Like if I crack a joke or something and I will swear, it's a full stop.
Yeah.
It's a punctuation mark, right? But I would never take that into an argument.
Imagine you go, did you Mum ever go to a marriage counsellor?
No.
Never went to a marriage counsellor?
No, we haven't, no. I don't believe that I need to. I think marriage counsellor is quite good for people that need it. I do, but... Me and Mum have never been
how?
At that point.
How? That's what I'm trying to say. How? Give me the...
We haven't been at that point?
Give me the secrets. That's what I'm saying.
I have.
This whole thing is set up so you can give me these secrets.
I'm giving you the secret, and that is to look after your friendship.
How?
You look after it. You don't say certain things that hurt, you know, are hurtful. You know, you're kind to people. You know when you're kind to someone?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to show kindness to people.
Do you think it's about allowing each other wins?
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's that. And I think it's always trying to give each other something to look forward to as well. You know, not just living in a life where it's day to day. And I think if you can try and do that.
What, like a holiday?
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, anything. Whether it's a small holiday, whether it's a small breakaway, or whether it's
a date or something like that.
A date or something basic, but something that you both look forward to having. And that's really nice.
Do you think Mum would say the same things that you've said?
I doubt it.
Honestly?
I doubt
it. No joke?
Yeah, I doubt it.
What do you think Mum would say?
I think Mum would say, I think Mum's much more of a practical.
Yeah, but maybe I've got the wrong person.
Why?
Because that's what I'm after.
No. I am telling you.
When I'm in a marriage.
I am telling you. I think one of the most important things is being kind to each other. Right? And understanding what will hurt somebody. You know,
yeah, but when someone's doing your head in.
If I'm in the middle of an argument with mum, I know if I shout and say something that is really hurtful, that is really easy to do when you're in the middle of an argument, that I know the certain things that will last far longer than just this argument. Right? I know that I could say things that is going to last for the next couple of weeks.
So never flip into that third gear.
Never go into it. Never stay out of that third gear, you know. Take it out on yourself rather than take it out on your wife.
So it's knowing when to walk away from those.
Absolutely, you have to. There's certain things you just do not say to your wife or your husband because you know that has got a long lasting effect.
To be totally honest with you, this one I don't know if we've really cracked it on.
Why? Ahead.
Well, you've just said love and friendship a lot.
But that is what it's about. What else do you think marriage is about?
Maybe I'll figure it out for myself. I don't know. But look, thank you so much for listening to My Dad Is Martin Kemp with me, Roman Kemp, and my wonderful dad, Martin Kemp. Don't forget, if you don't want to miss an episode, you can subscribe or follow the podcast wherever you're listening right now. Because if you do all that, you'll get alerted when a new one's out. And do let us know what you think as well. Leave a review. And what we always say is remember to rate us 5 stars even if you didn't like it, because that means someone that you don't like might listen to it.
Yes. Yeah, and do not tell the police.
About what?
About the stuff we're talking about. Yeah.
I will make sure you follow the podcast as well. We've got Instagram and TikTok, which is all FFS, my dad is. And you can also subscribe to us on YouTube. Just search the podcast. And we'll be back next week with more, I don't even know if you can call them father and son chats. But anyway, cheers. See you later.
See you later.
This has been an Insanity Studios production.